those people really have powers?
Who?
Do you believe that conjurers really have powers?
Have power?
Uh-huh.
They have power over some things they have used.
Like?
They have power over some things they use.
Like what?
I don't know what it is, but that's about these are bad folks that just go around trying to conjure it on. We call them hoodoos.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, now, how do they operate? Do other people pay them to do things to people?
Well, some of them do and some of them don't.
Uh-huh.
Some of them just learn it. You can go to the drugstore and buy things like that to tell me.
Uh-huh.
I never practice that. That's out of my route.
Uh-huh.
I didn't come up that way.
Yeah. What do you call a person who's a child whose mother and father are not married?
I can't call that like it ought to be.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be taken to be prepared for burial?
We call him going to the undertaker place.
Okay. What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
We call it a casket.
Okay. And what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
We call it a grave.
Well, now what about the place where a lot of people are buried?
The graveyard.
Okay. What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
A branch or creek.
Okay, now is a branch or a creek bigger?
No, a creek's bigger than the branch.
Okay. What do you call flat grassy country down around the seacoast?
Which?
Flat grassy country down around the seacoast.
Well, there's a whole lot of names of grasses.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Do which?
A pair of straps that men wear over their shoulders.
Oh, them gallises. We call them gallises and spindles.
Okay. What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried meat like
ham? We call them thickened gravy.
Okay. Now, what about the gravy that's not thickened, that's made from ham?
Well, that's the St. Clair grease.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
I can't call that like I want to.
All right. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
What?
An itching soreness between the toes.
How do you call that a... You can't be a sore, could you?
Hmm?
You couldn't be a sore.
Yeah,
huh?
It could be a sore.
Well,
there's some other names for just having your feet itch.
Yeah, they have corn on it.
Okay. Do you know another term for that? Itching soreness between the toes?
Some call it 78 inch.
Uh-huh. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I heard of that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call homemade whiskey?
Corn whiskey.
Okay. And what do you call cheap whiskey that's real bad for people?
They call it adulterated. That's the way I call it. They take good whiskey and adulterate it, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
They put it in a play toy.
Okay. You're just about out of tape. Now, this next section deals with word patterns. And what we're interested here is not what you may have learned at school or from reading or from your grandchildren, but what you just normally say. And this isn't a test. It's just we're just interested in the older ways of saying these things. Now, words change.